latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 105 and 77 degrees. We'll have a look at your WJON Weather Eye forecast coming up after the news. A motorcyclist was taken to the hospital after crashing with a motorhome yesterday afternoon. It happened around 4:45 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 10 and 155th Street in Benton County. The Minnesota State Patrol says 57-year-old John Weiss of Lionel Lakes was heading east on Highway 10 when a camper drove through the intersection, pulling out in front of Weiss, causing him to crash into the camper. Weiss was taken to St. Cloud Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the motorhome, 17-year-old Rachel Solberg of Monticello, and her five passengers were not hurt. A St. Joseph man was hurt in a one-vehicle crash. That happened around 8 o'clock Friday morning near the intersection of County Road 3 and 355th Street in St. Wendell Township. The Stearns County Sheriff's Office says 48-year-old Ryan Howe was heading south on County Road 3 when he crossed the center line, overcorrected, went into the ditch, and struck a field approach. He was taken to St. Cloud Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The coronavirus pandemic led to record-breaking fishing license sales in the spring ahead of the Minnesota Fishing Opener. And while sales have mostly leveled off, overall sales are up 11% over last year. Youth licenses, which cover 16 and 17-year-olds, is up 34% over last year and the highest sales since the state lowered the cost to $5 in 2013. Eric Altena is the DNR's area fisheries supervisor in the Little Falls office, and he says conservation officers are reporting many more boaters and anglers out this year.
There's been more traffic and more boating going on area lakes, and certainly, you know, even shoreline fishing opportunities and stuff, we're seeing quite a few more people out. You know, in certain lakes even, you know, that would be typically not even crowded at all on a weekday, there's been boats and anglers out actually fishing.
Altena says it's good to see more people enjoying Minnesota's lakes and rivers and is encouraging everyone to remain patient at boat landings. He also says it's a good idea to have a backup plan in case your favorite lake's boat landing is full. With gathering sizes still restricted due to COVID-19, a local high school has made some changes to their graduation plans. Cathedral High School had originally planned on holding a formal in-person graduation ceremony at River's Edge Convention Center, but will now be doing a socially distanced celebration instead. On Thursday, graduating students and staff members will gather at St. Mary's Cathedral for both the baccalaureate, mass, and commencement ceremony that starts at 6:30 p.m. Parents and families are invited to watch a live stream of the event from St. Augustine's Church. Bishop Donald Kettler will be presiding over the services.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Sauk Rapids, mostly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 81 degrees, winds out of the south around 5 miles an hour, 63 overnight with cloudy skies and a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, scattered thunderstorms becoming more likely, high of 78 tomorrow, as winds will be out of the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then partly cloudy skies developing overnight with a low of 57. Wednesday, looking nice weather-wise, partly cloudy skies, 80 degrees with northerly winds at around 5. Thursday, we see a mix of clouds and sunshine, but also a chance for scattered thunderstorms, topping out at 83. Heat and humidity returning toward the weekend. Friday, 89, cloudy, but a chance for scattered storms as well. Saturday, looking at 91 with partly cloudy skies, but also a chance for some scattered thunderstorms. For more St. Cloud area news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.